You dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
And it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization.
And I think we need to rethink and decriminalize our marijuana laws.
To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws presents... Normal Show Live, Marijuana Nation. Now, here's your host, Normal's Outreach Coordinator, Radical Russ Belville.
Good afternoon, Tokers and Tokettes. Welcome to the weekend. It is Friday, August 26, 2011, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. We have got a fantastic show to end up this week. We're having such a good time here, relaying all of our tales from Seattle Hemp Fest, and today is no different. A special interview today. Oh, I'm so looking forward to this. Scott Gordon, a.k.a. Herb Thrasher from Herb Age Designs, one of our major sponsors here and our Rockin' Friday music editor. He is here with an interview with The Accused. That's right, Tommy and Kevin from The Accused. Stop by the Normal booth, and you'll get to catch that interview with them on our Rockin' Friday today. But first, we're going to be doing some news. Our hemp headlines are coming to you. We're going to connect Carrie here just after the break. We've got the Kern County story we have an update for, some entertainment news with Elijah Wood, a new study on the American attitudes towards substance abuse, and a new cannabis product for your pet. So as soon as we connect to Cannabis Carrie, we will get that news to you. Also on today's show, it is the fourth Friday of the month, and that means it's time for us to talk with Danny Danko. He's got the Free Weed podcast that's on every Wednesday here, but this is his chance to come on Normal Show Live and take your live questions on cannabis cultivation. So you can call in to 971-533-7111, or you can get into our chat at Ustream and ask your questions live to Danny Danko at half past the hour. But let's get into the studio here. We got a full studio, lots of friends hanging out here. First of all, the Pirate Ganja John.
What's up, Russ? How you doing?
Oh, man, we're just scrambling here, getting everything put together.
Yeah, we are.
Making major changes this week in the studio, so we're still picking up all the pieces. It's we're doing it live.
It's been fun.
It's a little slapdash, but we're getting it all taken care of. Also joining us in the studio, we've got Wiz Calico hanging out at the end there.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Friday, and I'm glad to be here.
Oh, something's wrong with the Wiz Calico cam. We'll have to check that out, figure out why. I think it's unplugged or something. We'll get that.
I'm just too beautiful for cam. Don't worry. I got a face for radio.
That could be it. We also have Cannabis Cure UK hanging out in the studio.
Howdy.
And Phil, who joined us in Seattle Hemp Fest, he's along for the ride as well. So we're going to have ourselves a good time here at Normal Show Live. We are the voice of the marijuana nation. And we're here every weekday, Monday through Friday, at 1 o'clock Pacific and 4 o'clock 1 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Eastern. Right, there we go. I had to get my times right. And another update that we have for you is, thanks to Stick'Em, we now have the ability to video record all of these shows in their entirety. So,
Ustream.
Yeah. Did I say Stick'Em again?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry. So difficult. So thanks to Ustream, we have this ability to record the shows in their entirety. So when the 4 o'clock replay comes up and the 10 o'clock replay comes up, we're testing it tonight. You'll actually be able to see the video replay of today's show. So cross your fingers. We hope that works out okay. So stick around. We're going to have plenty of good stuff coming up on the show. Plus your calls in hour two for Toker Talk Radio. So hang out. Have a good time. Load yourself a bowl. Take a dab. Whatever you do to get on by. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
In today's busy world, we're inundated by advertising for all types of pharmaceuticals that come with a laundry list of potential side effects. Shouldn't you have better medical choices? Natural alternatives to pills pushed by Big Pharma? At Alternative Medical Choices, you can choose natural, safe, and effective alternative therapies that are right for your budget without nasty side effects. Cannabis, or marijuana, has been a legal medicine in the Pacific Northwest since 1998. Our doctors will help determine your qualifications for a medical marijuana recommendation in Oregon, no matter where you live. Our massage therapist will ease your aches and stress with soothing hemp seed oil or cannabis-infused massage salves. We also offer acupuncture, Reiki, and other alternative health therapies. Call Alternative Medical Choices in Portland, Oregon at 503-288-5579 or visit our website at www.altmedchoices.com. We specialize in out-of-state recommendations. That's www.altmedchoices.com or call 503-288-5579.
Hey, is it 420 yet? This is Rick Cusick from High Times Magazine and you're tuned into Normal's Audio Stash.
Hey, Tokers, this is Radical Russ encouraging you to check out the great music this summer. And one group you should definitely check out are big supporters of Normal and marijuana legalization, and that's Slightly Stupid. Get all the details online at seedlesssummertour.com. Slightly Stupid.
Go, we don't need no cocaine.
Revolution. Shwayze. And Cisco. It's the stoniest show of the summer, coming to Missoula, Boise, Redmond, Washington, Eugene and Jacksonville, Oregon, Lake Tahoe, Berkeley, San Diego, Salt Lake City, Aspen, Denver, Asbury Park, Guilford, New Hampshire, Philadelphia, Boston, New York, Baltimore, Charlotte, Cocoa Beach, Boca Raton, St. Augustine, Atlanta, Raleigh, Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, Mesa, Arizona, and Irvine, California. Don't miss it. For more details, visit SeedlessSummerTour.com. Seedless Summer Tour is sponsored by Seedless.com, Sector 9, Groove Shark, Revolution Vodka, and Silver Surfer Vaporizers.
Michael Phelps, Olympic superstar, 14 gold medals, world record holder. Bomb smoker. So much for that amotivational syndrome.
This is Alan St. Pierre, Executive Director of Normal. We are the oldest, largest, and best-known marijuana law reform organization in America. And it's all because of your support. Take some time to join Normal at www.normalnorml.org. Your membership supports this podcast, our websites, our policy research and analysis, and our annual conferences. Changing marijuana laws is a grassroots effort, and it starts with you, the stakeholder. Join Normal today and add your voice to the millions of cannabis consumers who demand equality with our beer-drinking friends.
U.S. V.I. Normal go broke down barrier. Herb is medicine to broke down barrier. Boost the economy and broke down barrier. It's helping other states broke down barrier. Cannabis for legalized to broke down barrier. Join and speak your voice broke down barrier. We gonna change the law broke down barrier. We got to educate broke down barrier. Yeah, this is Nayora, you know, bigging up U.S. V.I. Normal. Working to legalize cannabis, you know, for the whole of the Virgin Islands.
USVI Normal is a nonprofit organization working to legalize cannabis for the use by the industries and responsible adults. Do your part. Join USVI Normal. Register to vote. Pass the word. Voice your opinion. You can change the law. Contact us for more information at 340-244-9179. You can also visit our website at www.usvinorml.org.
Medical marijuana, industrial hemp, consumer cannabis. It's time for this week's Normal News with Cannabis Carry.
We told you earlier this month about Kern County, California, A county that includes Bakersfield, a town of over 350,000 residents that had instituted an outdoor grow rule that says they can have no more than 12 plants. They also banned storefront dispensaries and edible selling. The local police all ask outdoor growers here in the season when buds are just about to be ripe to please bring them any quantities that would put them over their limit so they could stay in compliance. Now, I did put a call in with the Kern County Sheriff's Office to see if anyone had, in fact, brought in their extra cannabis so they could remain compliant, and they said they didn't have that information for me quite yet. I'll get back to you when they do. But now a Kern County Superior Court judge has refused to temporarily block that Kern County ordinance. Over the last few weeks since they put the ordinance in effect on August 9th, there have been some frenzied raids by the Kern County Sheriff's deputies that have now eradicated many larger marijuana grows in the area. The ruling that came this week did not offer the relief that marijuana advocates in Kern County were hoping for. So those raids will continue at least until September 16th, when the full case against the 12-plant rule will go to a hearing before Superior Court Judge David Lamp. So far, Judge Lamp has just ruled that there is not enough evidence that the ordinance either illegally amended the 1996 law that legalized medical marijuana or that it violated state law. And he also ruled that the owners of a nonprofit medical marijuana collective had not shown that they themselves would be irreparably harmed if the 12-plant rule was not blocked while the court case continued. Now, even though the 12-plant rule went into effect immediately due to the emergency ordinance provision, the ban on collectives and edible marijuana sales do not go into effect until 30 days after the decision, so they'll not be enforced until September 9th. But there is an aggressive effort by advocates of medical marijuana advocates in the county that they are out gathering signatures and rounding up support so that Kern County voters will get the final decision about how Kern County deals with medical marijuana. Now, they will need to turn in 17,350 signatures to block the ordinance altogether and trigger a process that will put the question on the next ballot. Those signatures are due by 5 p.m. on September 8th.
Well, the saga continues there in Kern County. You know, they're going to do everything they can to make it difficult for people to use their medical marijuana rights under Prop 215. It's a sad situation where, you know, people can't get their morality around, you know, the majority, around the people here that feel that we really should be allowing people with serious medical conditions the ability to grow, harvest, buy, process cannabis in any way they seem fit. To ban dispensaries, how cruel is that to tell people, hey, here's this great plant that you can use. It really helps you out, but you can't buy it. You can't get it from anywhere. You're going to have to rely on networks of friends or growing it yourself or some high school kid in a parking lot. And this ban on edibles, you know, why are you wanting to do that? I mean, isn't one of the complaints that we always hear is that the smoking is bad for you? You know, smoking is a bad thing. Well, here's edibles. Here's a way to get around that smoking. And what's the point in reducing this to less than 12 plants anyway? You know, the way that California's law is written is doctors can recommend more than that if it's necessary for a patient. And for a lot of these patients that are dealing with really serious conditions and using edibles, they need to produce a whole lot of medicine. Plus, when you plant 12 plants, doesn't mean that you're going to harvest 12 plants, right? There's a lot of times where you plant a whole bunch of plants and some die, some get pests. There's all sorts of things that can happen. So I really encourage the people in Kern County to get your names on that petition. Let's put this before a vote and let's show them what the will of the people really want.
And the National Survey of American Attitudes on Substance Abuse at Columbia University has released their new survey findings. Now, every year, this anti-drug abuse lobby surveys teens and adults about their personal habits. And every year, they try to highlight a new and startling statistic about teen drug use. This year, they surveyed 1,037 teens at age from 12 to 17 on the internet. And then they conducted an additional survey with teens that same age, 1,006 teens, over the telephone. They try to track trends of teens smoking, drinking, and using illicit substances. The other question they asked about this year were about internet use. On a typical day, 70% of the teens surveyed spend from a minute to a few hours on Facebook, MySpace, or other social networking sites. What they found is that network-savvy teens are more than five times more likely to use tobacco, more than three times more likely to use alcohol, and twice as likely to use marijuana than teens that do not spend any time on social networking sites. Now, in their conclusion of that study, they say the results reveal revealed that half of the teens who spend time on social networking sites on any given day see pictures of other kids drunk, passed out, or using drugs on the shared network sites. They say that teens who view such images of their peers are far likelier to be able to get marijuana. They're three times more likelier to be able to obtain prescription drugs for recreational use and twice as likely to be able to get alcohol on any given day. They said that teens who had friends or others with party images on their websites were twice as likely to think that they might try drugs in the future. Also in the conclusion was the warning to parents to urge operators of social networking sites to try and curb images or deny use to adolescents who post them, saying that, quote, continuing to provide the electronic vehicle for transmitting such images constitutes electronic child abuse. Now, Facebook didn't respond directly to the accusation of facilitating electronic child abuse, but they did release a statement that said their community standards prohibit the promotion of illegal drug use and that they remove those type of content when it is reported to them.
Wow. Well, this could only have been written by someone like Joe Califano out there at CASA. He's always scaremongering for the next, you know, what about the children moment. But it's obvious the guy doesn't understand Facebook, doesn't understand what we're dealing with here in social networking. Okay, so the study shows kids that see pictures on their Facebook wall of other kids that are drunk and high are more likely to get drunk and high. Well, if they're seeing the pictures on their wall of their friends getting drunk and high, they're friends with people who get drunk and high. Okay? I mean, this is like saying, this just in, kids who party a lot like to party a lot. Really? We're really surprised about this. And of course, his reaction to become the censor, let's make Facebook take these images down. Let's force Facebook to censor people's imagery. And let's ban kids from using the social networking. Yeah, like that's really going to be effective. Joe Califano, you were full of it before, you're still full of it now.
According to the UK Entertainment Weekly Showbiz Spy, Elijah Wood wishes he had a higher tolerance for marijuana. The 30-year-old actor can't understand why the drug is still illegal because he believes it to be harmless, but admits he rarely uses the substance himself because of the side effects it produces. The Lord of the Rings star now has a lead role in Wilfred, a TV show that highlights cannabis use, and has even hired a medical marijuana expert for the state, Cheryl Schumann of Kush Magazine. Wood says that he never became a pot smoker because marijuana never sat well with him. He said that he does have friends that have smoked for years and he wishes he could achieve that comfort and tolerance, but says that he just has no tolerance for cannabis whatsoever. He does add that even though he is not a toker, he has always been an advocate and feels that it should be decriminalized. He says we are spending too much taxpayer money on putting people away for an activity that is harmless. Now, in his interview, Wood says that marijuana use in Hollywood is so widespread that it has become a normal part of life in the industry. He said that it is certainly not taboo anymore and that many in the industry have just went and got their medical cards. He says it is no longer hidden or shoved under the carpet and that it is part of people's lives in a very natural way.
Well, that's great to hear. And, of course, this UK Showbiz Today, whatever it's called, is getting this from High Times Magazine. High Times has the exclusive interview with Elijah Woods, the star of the FX show Wilfred. And we encourage you to check that out on FX. Great little show about a guy who has a dog, but he sees the dog as a toker, as a big man in a dog suit toking up. So it's kind of a funny tongue-in-cheek thing. I encourage everyone to check that out and check out the new issue of High Times Magazine. And if you're in a place where you don't want, you know, High Times mailed to you, or you're thinking, you know, there's no convenience store or Barnes & Noble or anything nearby that actually, you know, sells High Times in your area, don't worry about it. You can get it online. Just go to hightimes.com and you can get the electronic edition. And, you know, that's a lot easier if you're worried about, you know, the mail coming through, people seeing anything like that, or you know, people you're living with, you might not want them to see that. Get your information at hightimes.com. Also, speaking of High Times, Danny Danko from High Times will be on the show later today with our Cultivator's Corner and answering your live questions on marijuana cultivation at 971-533-7111 or by our live chat here right on StickAm, right here on Ustream. I got to stop saying StickAm. We were on it for so long. On Ustream, we're glad to be here. Thanks for joining us here, and that's it for our hemp headlines. We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we'll have a little bit more stuff for you. So stick around. It's a Friday, John.
Yeah, it's definitely the end of the week.
Oh, we scrambled to get to Carrie on the line. Glad you got you. We'll be back right after this in Herb Thrasher.
It's 20 after the hour, and we have to take a short break, if you know what I mean. Please support these sponsors who support Normal Show Live.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would tell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Marijuana and alcohol are the two most popular recreational drugs in America. Marijuana smoking is non-toxic, relatively safe, and has a low risk of dependence. Alcohol drinking is potentially fatal, dangerous to society, and is quite addictive. Marijuana is safer, so why are we driving people to drink? That's the question of the new book, Marijuana is Safer, So Why Are We Driving People to Drink? By Paul Armentano, Mason Tvert, and Steve Fox. Visit Amazon.com or ChelseaGreen.com today to order your copy of Marijuana is Safer, or visit MarijuanaIsSafer.com.
This is Normal Show Live. It's time for your daily Toker Tunes, the best in 420-friendly music from all genres that uplifts, entertains, and informs the public. Today, we take you into the weekend with Rockin' Friday. Our segment features the best of rock, metal, punk, and jam band music. If you'd like to submit your song to be played on Normal Show Live, send it to us at stash@normal.org. Now here's some more great independent marijuana music for today's Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, welcome back. I'm excited to have Herb Thrasher on the phone with us. How's it going, Herb?
All right, man. It's going great. Another beautiful day here in Portland.
Yeah. Hey, I got to let you know, we're getting ready for the college football season, and so I put a poll up on our new Ustream here that if your football team couldn't win, whoever your team is, which one of the Normal Show Live hosts team would you root for? My Boise State Broncos, go Big Blue, Ganja John's Oregon Ducks.
Go Ducks.
Or Herb Thrasher's Alabama Crimson Tide. So,
and
we have some results.
Let's hear it.
First of all, most people said none of the above. 54% said none of the above. And I'm cool with that because they're probably repping their own teams, right? Yeah. But for the people that cared, it was 7% for Bama. It was 21% for the Ducks.
Ooh.
And 17% for Boise State. So it looks like the Ducks are winning our college football pool.
I'm going to have to get Coleco, do something, dude. Somebody's got to do something. I need somebody who's fair in this competition, who's out of it.
Yeah, I got no dog in the fight. Yeah. I'm just going to say Hawaii, and, you know, we're pretty whack out in the whack league, so it's pretty rough.
See, there you go. You got to bring in the rainbow. I mean, the Warriors. They're the Warriors now. They're not the Warriors.
Anymore. Whatever, man. I'm down. I got a Rainbow Warrior football from back in the day, so I'm down with the Rainbow Warriors.
Right on.
See?
Well, we're all
that's a good poll, Russ. Good job on having fun with that.
Yeah.
Well, Alabama's going to catch up.
That's right. So we had a good time out at Hemp Fest, and I can't even put into words how excited Herb Thrasher was for this next segment that we're about to show you. So I'll let you do it, Herb. Tell them about what we're about to show.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You know, Seattle was an amazing event this year. It was a 3-day event, and so I went there, and you know, and I didn't really know what to expect, you know, because it was a Friday thing, and it ended up being just great. And I also went there knowing, like, the Accused was going to play on Sunday at 4. And so for weeks I had been trying, you know, emailing, trying to get in touch with their manager, with the band, just trying to talk to somebody. You know, I knew that they would be a great band to put on. I knew that they support our cause and what they do. And I've just known them since, like, the early 80s, you know. Being a thrasher and punk rock kind of dude, I've just known of the Accused. And so I did all that work, knowing that maybe possibly I can pull something together. And so on Sunday, when it came along, it was just a beautiful sunny day. And so it felt good from the beginning. And to make a long story short, I ended up kind of getting backstage, and I met their manager, and everything was going great. And I ended up getting on stage and got some great shots with the band rocking. You know, there's 50,000 people there. rocking, and then I just great shots. And then after the set was over, I was, you know, kind of instructed to hang out back there. And so I did, and I just hung out. You never know if it's going to happen or not. And then all of a sudden, you know, the band comes and ended up just pulling together a great thing. And so we all went to the Normal booth, and we were able to just have so much fun and get a great interview. And in fact, right now, while we're at it, I'll just go ahead and Tommy, he, before we get to the interview, I think Russ is going to play it, but before we get to it, Tommy had emailed me a couple days after, and he was so thankful for just how everything went down. And he wanted me to give a lot of the normal thrashers there who was in the booth a thank you. So I just wanted to read the small paragraph
Sure.
real quick. And this is from Tommy Niemeyer, guitarist of The Accused. And he said, I personally want to ask if you would kind of spread some thanks around to the folks that were involved directly at the booth there at Hempfest. It was such a whirlwind, zip-and-go interview thing that I barely got a chance to tell everyone hi. And he spelled hi like we all know how to spell
yeah.
hi. And let alone thank them for allowing us to be associated with such a great organization. Everyone seemed truly cool to us, and that's just so rare these days in the business. And so, yeah, you know, it just goes to show he understands Normal. The way you guys treated them was just outstanding. And it all went to his heart and my heart, and it just turned out to be just a freaking fantastic day. And I hope you guys like the interview and get something out of it for these guys.
All right, well, let's go to it. We're going to go to the video camera now and turn things over to Herb Thrasher. And thanks to Cannabis Cure for the video editing on this as well.
We are live, Normal Show live, Normal booth, Seattle Hemp Fest, and we are live day three. And The Accused just rocked the main stage. And I'm sitting here right now, Tommy Niemeyer from The Accused, Kevin Leapsinger, and guys, you guys just rocked the main stage. What do you think about coming to Hemp Fest now that you've been here? Like, you were 10 years ago? What do you think now?
Yeah, 10 years ago, yeah, I was here with Brunch Truck. But, it's gotten awesome. I mean, it's amazing. I mean, 30 years as a band and 20 years for Hempfest.
Yeah, well, you guys, you know, I know you guys have been, you've been rocking since like 1981. You've
yeah.
been doing all this stuff,
yeah.
splatter rock, all this stuff. I mean, punk rock, thrash. I mean, have you ever seen a correlation between cannabis and our music, or has it been kind of separated?
There's a little bit of a relationship, shall we say.
At fests like this, have you played Hempfest? Do you do events like this, or is this different?
Yeah. Outdoor stuff to begin with is real different, and open air festival stuff is a little different for us. But you know, the cause is a no brainer. I mean, we totally support everything about it. You know.
Well, you guys are from Seattle, right? I mean,
yeah.
So you've kind of seen, you've been out here on the West Coast. It's been a little bit different now. You know, cannabis is becoming a little bit more free. Do you feel that way too?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And to come, like, I've been in a few of these, you know, throughout the years, so to watch it grow exponentially and people actually turning out to these events to support something like this, I mean, honestly, why are we going to jail for something as silly as this?
That's right,
you know,
that's
it's
right.
It's not like we're a bunch of meth addicts or, you know, we're just running around doing a bunch of crazy drugs. Smoke pot, you know, you eat food, you fall asleep.
That's
When's
right.
When's the last time you ever heard of a pot smoker running over a kid because he smoked too much pot before he got in the car?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We're just trying to promote pot, a little bit of weed. We're on Normal Show Live right now. We're sitting here with The Accused. They just played main stage at 4 o'clock, and they were actually on at 4:20. What do you guys think about having that 4:20 slot?
That's prime time, buddy.
Julian, thank you.
Yeah, I thought that was a great time for you guys to really do this, man. That was fun.
Yeah, it was the biggest, most important, coolest show The Accused has ever played.
Oh, that's outstanding. That is outstanding.
Period. Straight up. Between the cause, the city that we're in, you know, the anniversary thing, the reaction, this was by far the best thing we've ever done. You know, it was the coolest thing we've ever done.
That's amazing. Yeah, tell our Normal's audience about, like, The Accused. I mean, you've been around for so long. Tell about Splatter Rock and what you guys have been doing all these years.
We're watching horror movies.
There you go.
Know, watching horror movies and having a smoke here and there and, you know, a couple beers and rocking out.
And you've done your art before, too. You know, you've done also pencil art, your art, Martha's Splatter Rocks. You came up with that.
Yeah.
And so it's all been just a huge machine.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's stimulation and motivation and inspiration on the, you know, the most extreme level we can ever find. You know, we can't get enough of any of it.
That's
so
outstanding.
We just incorporate all of it.
So what's kind of the future for The Accused? Are you guys working on new things? Are you guys just kind of out supporting your cause? cause, or what's going on?
We're working on new material right now for a new record, probably out, you know, first of the year, something like that.
That is outstanding.
Just going to continue doing what we do, and you know, hopefully people keep digging it, you know, because we keep feeding it to them, and they keep eating it. So we're you know, they're hungry. We're ready to give it. You know, we do what we do, and then we're hoping for another 30 years.
Yep, so you guys are going to be out there playing different cities, touring. So you guys out there at different cities, look for the Accused and go out there and see them. Yep. So do you guys have a website, Facebook? Oh, yes. What do you guys got? Give our listeners the...
Facebook, Reverb Nation, MySpace,
you go
.com.
Yeah, you can catch all of those links at www.splatterrock.com.
Right on, right on. Yeah, you guys really go out there. We're going to have these guys on A Normal Show Live's Rockin' Friday here sometime here soon. And they're here for you live right now, and they played the Seattle Hemp Fest. And dude, I mean, we just really appreciate you guys doing events like this. I mean, we don't get a lot of, you know, bands, you know, metal, rock.
Yeah.
It's a different tune, you know, and we just appreciate you guys supporting coming out here. I know you guys aren't getting paid, and you guys are doing this on your own. So, man, just supporting the causes like this.
Absolutely, dude.
You know,
no, we're so close. We're so close here with Seattle bringing the message to the world about the status of what marijuana should be in America. We're so close. Let's push it. Let's push it over the top. And the awareness that this brings to it is huge. And it's serious. We're serious. This needs to happen. It's at this point, it's a no-brainer. If it doesn't happen, we're the stupidest country in the fucking world.
That's right, Tommy. It takes all of us, guys. So you guys, listen to Tommy. I mean, he's just, you know, he's not only a freaking rock star, dude. He's got common sense. Come on, he's talking sense here.
Damn, you know? And that's a great place and shit, but it doesn't rock like Seattle rocks.
That's right.
You know? So let's prove that we're not only, you know, the rockin'est fucking place, but we're the smartest.
No, that's right. Seattle does have its own flavor. So have you guys played in Amsterdam before? You just been there and smoked, you know, both, just kind of hang out?
Absolutely. It's cool. But they're just a little too metal for us.
See?
They don't rock like Seattle rocks.
Right on.
So let's get this shit done with, you know?
No, you're total mainstay of Seattle, man. We appreciate you guys. We appreciate you guys giving Normal Show Live some time. Appreciate supporting the cause and supporting Normal and High Times and everyone else that's out there, man. Right on. The Accused, guys. Please support them out there. Check them out. Day 3, Seattle Hemp Fest. Right on.
I love it. Thank you, brother.
Right on. Yeah! Yeah!
Here's The Accused with their cover of Green Eyed Lady.
Yeah!
You want a copy of that song for your iPod? Check out the Daily Toker Tunes at the Stash blog by surfing to stash.normal.org and choosing media and then Toker Tunes from the main menu.
Starfish Designs, makers of the original Gandalf.
I'm Radical Russ, and when I want to relax, I always have my 17-inch long original Gandalf from Starfish Designs nearby. The hand-blown borosilicate glass is strong and easy to clean, and the design is sleek and sophisticated. Starfish Designs are available from Bend, Oregon at a glass retailer near you. For locations, call 541-788-GLASS. That's 541-788-4527.
You're listening to the Normal Network, where the time is 420, 24-7, 365.
Normal Show Live reminds you to never smoke and drive impaired. Hang out for a while and share.
All my friends, I'm a low rider.
This is Normal Show Live.
The low rider is a little higher.
Police work is dangerous.
It is. That's why I carry a big gun.
Aren't you afraid it might go off accidentally?
I used to have that problem.
What did you do about it?
I just think about baseball.
As High Times Senior Cultivation Editor, I'm often called into the field and asked to sample or even identify exotic strains of marijuana in their natural habitat. Now, for the first time, I've compiled more than 120 of my favorite strains into this single field guide designed to fit into your pocket as you travel the world in search of your favorite plant. From a friend's closet grow room to the wilds of Northern California, this single guide covers all of today's best-known strains, plus heirlooms and throwbacks, including High Times quality photos and information on each variety's genetic heritage and growing characteristics, plus my personal notes on aroma, flavor, and potency. So this is Danny Danko, author of the official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains, wishing you good times and great ganja.
The official High Times Field Guide to Marijuana Strains is available at hightimes.com and finer bookstores.
Mary, Mary, quite contrary. How does her garden grow? Don't ask me. I'm just the voiceover guy. Ask High Times Senior Cultivation Editor Danny Danko in our Normal Show Live's Cultivators Corner.
All right, we're ending up the month of August. I can't believe August is almost over. So on the last Friday of the month, we get a chance to speak with Danny Danko out in New York City at the High Times offices. How you doing, Danny?
Hey, I'm great. I'm great. We actually have the day off. I'm out at the driving range here in the Rockaways.
Oh.
We're all getting ready for the hurricane by hitting some golf balls and stocking up on all the essential strains we're going to need for our little hurricane that's coming.
Yeah, I know. First you guys get an earthquake on the East Coast. Now you got a major hurricane coming. What did you do to piss off God?
I don't know. I'm expecting a plague of locusts next.
Hey, I want to let you know that the High Times Presents Free Weed with Danny Danko podcast has become extremely popular, and everybody's listening to it on Wednesdays at 5 here, 8 o'clock on the Eastern time zone there. What's it been like for you putting this together? Having a good time?
Yeah, I know. It's been fun. I mean, it's definitely a learning experience, and I feel like, you know, definitely getting better at it as the shows go on. But, yeah, it's fun. I mean, it definitely gives me a healthy respect for what you and Tim and people do to be so many episodes deep and to be doing it live and daily. I mean, it's just, you know, it feels like a full-time gig doing a weekly paid show. So I don't know how you guys pull it off, but it's great. I mean, it's definitely been a lot of fun. I mean, you know, we're going to give you the cultivation info, but, I like to mix in the activism news and you know, nice a few interviews here and there.
Yeah. So as far as what's going on with Danny Danko, any new things to tell us before we jump right into the questions?
Nothing super crazy. I mean, we have our September issue that's going off newsstands right now, which is like our gear guide for growers with all our staff awards for grow equipment. And then October is just now on newsstands, and that's got some interesting articles. As far as me, I'm hoping to go to Spain. I'm still, you know, the Michigan thing is you know, changing daily, so we're keeping a close ear on that for our Detroit Cup that's coming up in October, you know, just to make sure, you know, we don't run afoul of any kind of legal trouble and those dispensaries being raided. I'm sure you've mentioned.
Right. Well, I was wondering how that appeals court decision might affect the Detroit Cup coming up. Any news yet?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've been talking to, I know you know Matt Abel, the right. lawyer, he's kind of our guy there. And he's been talking to a lot of the people from the dispensaries, and some of them have closed, some of them, a couple have been raided, but there's some that are still open, and they're just, you know, basically kind of testing to see what's going to happen. And
yeah.
And we, you know, on Friday, or I guess on Thursday, yesterday, we thought, you know, well, you know, it's still pending this appeal, and that's not until November, so we kind of thought we had this window, but right now, who knows? We're just waiting to see what happens tomorrow and Monday, and you know, it's definitely not the type of decision that's in our favor at all. And yeah. A lot of those people I've met on my trip to Ann Arbor to do a grow clinic, and they're really good people. They're creating jobs. They're you know, helping families, helping patients, and it just seems like such a waste of time and resources and energy to harass these people, especially in a place like Michigan that's you know, got a lot of economic issues going
no
on.
Kidding. Yeah, they could use a growth industry there, if you'll pardon the pun. All right, let's get into the questions here with Danny Danko. We're taking live questions in our chat room on Ustream. It helps if you put Q colon space in front of your question, because then it puts a little question icon. It makes it easy for us to pick them out. Or you can call in live here, 971-533-7111. And a question here from one of our Ustream viewers asks, what is the single most important factor in determining the flavor or taste of patient-grown meds?
Oh, wow. I mean, I guess if I had to pick just one, it would be genetics, because, you know, ultimately, you know, even if you're the best grower in the world, if you're not growing something with, you know, the genetics that you want, the flavors and the tastes that, you know, you're looking for, then you're not going to get that. So that, I think that's where it all starts, is genetics.
Okay.
And there's a lot of questionable genetics out there. And, you know, there's a lot of people growing bag seed stuff because it's easy. You know, they found it for free in a bag and they grew it out. But that doesn't necessarily make it as good as the bud that was in that bag. You know, a lot of times it's the result of stress or hermy kind of genetics, and it might end up not being the flavor that you're looking for. So I think I'd go with genetics.
Okay.
If I had to pick just one.
We have a question from Trickster Phillips, who wants to know, what, if any, are the benefits of adding genetics from the auto-flowering ruderalis subspecies?
Well, the benefits of it are being able to grow in harsher climates and higher up, you know, places like Canada and Alaska. And, you know, you could pretty much any place that will support plant life, you know. You can't go above the tree line, and you can't go above, you know, the Arctic Circle, but you can grow those plants almost anywhere. You're definitely reducing the potency of the plant by adding ruderalis.
Okay.
The idea is you're either in a harsh climate and tough conditions, and you need to have this short season plant. The other benefit is it's done, you know, 90 days after you plant it. So regardless of light period, regardless of, you know, that, if you plant it in the spring, you can harvest it in, you know, June and July rather than September and October. So those are the benefits. I mean, the bad thing about them is, you know, it's kind of just a lazy, if you're in a place, like I know they're very popular in Spain, they're very popular throughout Europe, these autoflowering strains. And I think it has to do with just a little bit with laziness. Like they want to plant it and they want to walk away and they want to come back and harvest. And,
right.
And, you know, I think that, you know, they're taking out a few really important steps, but you know, they're either going to make that into hash or they're, you know, they don't have that tradition of, you know, super kind bud that we have. And so they're okay with settling for 8% THC and decent for something that they don't have to do a lot of work.
Yeah.
So I guess, you know, those are the advantages and disadvantages of auto flowering and, you know, feminized seeds as well.
Okay. Well, we got a question here from our live studio audience. Phil's in the house here, and he had a question for you. So what's on your mind, Phil?
Hey, Danny.
Hey, Phil. How's it going?
Pretty good. Hey, I was wondering what you thought about bacterial compost teas opposed to fungal compost teas.
I mean, there's so many kind of custom ways to do it. And there's bacterial, fungal, and there's combinations, I would say. Some people recommend molasses, and some people say, you know, don't put in molasses. I guess, you know, my idea is always to mix it up. You know, if you're going to use fungal one day, then, you know, try a different one the next day. And as far as molasses goes, you know, you don't necessarily have to use it every time. But I don't think it could hurt... you know, and the microbes feed off of the sugars and stuff and multiply. So, you know, I think everything in moderation with compost tea, and, you know, that's about as much as I really, you know, I guess can say about that.
Okay. All right. We have a question here coming in from...
Sounds like Obama.
That's all I can say about that, yeah.
That's all I can say about that. You know, that's the new... you're doing a heck of a job, Brownie.
Heck of a job, Brownie, right. Ty Stick wants to know, what do you know about exhale CO2 production bags?
I know that, you know, there's also the CO2 boost bucket. It's basically like a mushroom...
Sure.
Kit that gives off CO2 over time to your plants, and I think they're great. Actually, I mean, any product like that can provide CO2 in smaller kind of rooms and closets and stuff, I think it's really recommended, because, you know, in big rooms you're going to need two or three bags or two or three buckets, but in a closet situation, typically you're not going to go out and get a, you know, big tank of CO2 or a CO2 generator, you know, that burns off of propane and stuff. It's a lot of hassle to go through for a small grow, but the benefits of supplementing with CO2 are really good. And, you know, these products kind of stemmed out of, in the old days, people would like brew beer or keep like rabbits underneath their hydro table and stuff, just to have that extra like CO2 gas. And there was also that process of like, you know, adding baking soda to water and so there were all these homemade kind of remedies for supplementing with CO2, and it's just nice to have it now in a product form that's affordable, you know, and it's like one per grow. It's almost, and the CO2 boost, it's all compostable and degradable, and the bucket can be reused and stuff, and I think it's the same way with those bags. So I think they're great.
All right. Well, let's get another question here. I like this one. It has nothing to do with marijuana. Are you often mistaken for that guy from American Pickers?
Yeah, it's not the first time that I've heard that, but it's also really been part of the inspiration for losing some weight. Every time I hear that or Kevin Smith, it's like fuel for my workouts.
Okay. Great question here. If two growers have the exact setups with the exact clones, you know, everything's exactly the same between the two of them, but one grower had tastier nugs, what did he do different?
Huh. It could be, I mean, if it sounds like everything else was pretty much the same, it could be the drying and the curing process.
Yeah.
That really has a lot to do with the final outcome. And doing that wrong, you know, you can wind up with really bad tasting nugs, and if you do it right, you won't. So, you know, I would think that maybe it's part of, it would be something from that. If it was the same cuts and, you know, similar growing situations, then it's got to be the curing and the drying process.
Mm-hmm. Okay. El Angel would like to know, what is the best indica dominant strain to grow if you're a first timer?
Well, indica dominant strains that are good for first timers, you know, anything typically with the name Afghan in it is always going to be somewhat of a, well, I mean, that's a little bit of a generalization, but, you know, hash plant is one that's very simple, and, you know, basically 55, 60 days, fills out really nicely, very resistant to overfeeding and overwatering and pests and mold and stuff. So I think I'd have to say, like, hash plants is probably the preferred choice. But there's a lot of indicas that tend to be easier, and I definitely recommend for beginner growers, start with something indica dominant and then work your way into sativa dominant, and so hopefully you'll have a quiver of mother plants that'll they'll represent both sides of the spectrum too eventually.
Okay. Let's see. Captain Keelhaul would like to know, plasma lights, are they ready for prime time?
Well, you know, there's definitely been a lot of advances going on. I know Nico writes a lot in High Times, my colleague, about light science, and he's really been on top of the whole plasma and LED and sort of this new technology and lighting. I'm the type of guy that just hangs an HID light because that's what I've always done, and you know, or that's what I've always recommended. And so plasma lights are getting better, and I've talked to him about this pretty extensively. He would know a little more about the science of it, but they're not quite there, I would say, for like the consumer market, but they're being used in like, you know, big, huge grow rooms in like Amsterdam, and, you know, Philips and Gavita are working on that, I think. But I can get back to you next month, and I'll do a little more research on the plasmas because Nico's got all the up-to-date information.
Okay, sounds good. And one of our final questions here for Danny Danko, Senior Cultivation Editor of High Times Magazine. This one, I'm not sure, maybe this is Carrie's question, but are there any pests that you just have to say, these are done, throw them out and start over from the beginning, or can just about anything be treated?
It's not even so much about the pest as how bad the infestation has gotten. Because if you catch spider mites early, you can eradicate them or you can control the population. But if you already have webbing, you know, on your buds and stuff, then at that point you're beyond the point of redemption. But I mean, lately I've heard, you know, root aphids are a big issue, especially in Colorado. And I mean, they attack plants in soil and hydro, and those guys are just like at their wit's end with like closing down grow rooms because of these things. And I've never actually even seen one. I've just sort of heard about them and read about them online, and it's become a big new kind of, you know, one of the pests that is making headlines or whatever in cultivation because they attack the roots, and there's really not a lot of things you can do to get rid of them.
Okay.
So I would say spider mites, if they've gotten bad, are really tough to get rid of, and these new root aphids as well are really tough. Pretty much everything else, white flies, thrips, things like that, you can pretty much get rid of them. You just have to be very vigilant and stay on it.
Okay, and we'll wind things up here with a question from Pookie420, who just would like to get a basic primer here on the difference between metal halide lights and the high-pressure sodium.
All right. I don't know too much about the science of those. I mean, I just know that metal halides, both are high-intensity discharge lights that, you know, use vapors and gases and stuff rather than filament. And the metal halides are the whitish-blue light, And a lot of times people will do their vegetative growth stage under metal halide because of that. It keeps the internodes short and keeps the plant short and stocky because it mimics that kind of summer light. And then the high-pressure sodium is the orangey, kind of yellowish version of high-intensity discharge lighting that more mimics the fall. And so that's the one people usually use for the flowering period. And at this point, I mean, they have mixed spectrum bulbs. Sonagro, I think, makes a 430-watt that's mixed with a certain percentage of metal halide and high-pressure sodium, and those you can use. And there's even ones that are switchable back and forth. Hmm. You change the bulb, and then you can switch the ballast to HPS or MH. But basically the difference is, you know, bluish and white light from the metal halide, and that's more for vegetative, and yellowish-orange light from the high-pressure sodium, and that's more for flowering.
All right. Well, we got about 30 seconds here, Danny. So coming up on your next episode of Free Weed from Danny Danko, what do we have to look forward to?
You know, we usually we get together on Monday to figure out. We tape on Tuesday, and then we air on Wednesday. I'm hoping for, you know, a good mix of somebody from the activism scene and somebody from the cultivation scene. You know, we've had some good guests so far. So you know, we also have people from the entertainment world as well. I mean, we've had a couple of rappers and Bob Cantrell, comedian. And so yeah, we just kind of mix it up. It's a cannabis variety show with a focus on cultivation.
Right on. Well, check it out at hightimes.com/freeweed if you'd like more information. And Danny Danko, thanks again for joining us here on Normal Show Live.
Hey, thanks a lot, Russ. Thanks for having me.
And good luck. Batten down the hatches for that hurricane, my man.
Oh, absolutely. We're going to go check out some surfers right now at Rockaway Beach, and then we're going to scurry back home and start the bong process.
All right. Take care, Danny. That's all the time we have here for Normal Show Live for Wiz Khalifa, Ganja John, Cannabis Carry, Cannabis Cure UK, and Phil. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for Hour 2 if you're listening live. For those of you on the podcast, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is Normal Show Live, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Take it on one more time. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.